This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Most people know online as the Positive Tribe. So welcome to iRadio's Group Chat. I know that you've been reading tarot for over 7 years and helping clients all around the world, but you've recently found yourself at the centre of a story that has got everybody talking. You accurately predicted that Charlene Murphy was headed for the Love Island villa weeks before it became public and before Charlene even knew herself for certain. And now with it all playing out in real time, I can't wait to hear how it all happened and what the cards revealed and what it's like when a reading comes true in such a big way. Welcome to the show. For people who haven't had tarot readings done before, what actually is it? We'll start with that, then move to Charlene.
So a tarot reading is always used to give you guidance and predictions. So it depends if people want to look at certain areas of their lives or just like a general reading, but it basically sort of like is a mirror and can reflect like potential outcomes that are coming along in your life. Obviously, it's not 100% fixed, which I always do disclaim, but it's a really lovely tool to use for guidance. And most of the time, I think as well, there's a lot of skepticism around tarot and people are quite fearful of it. I think it just depends who you go to, if I'm honest. But tarot, yeah, it's used to give you clarity, something to look forward to and give you like general insight.
Let's talk about Charlene Murphy now for a second. On the 25th of April, you kept seeing that the beginning of July was going to be a huge turning point for her, filled with fame, with visibility and all of these opportunities. Like when those cards come up, what was your first reaction to it?
It was a very, very lovely energy. I think Charlene herself is such a beautiful energy anyway. But I think I feel like, I just felt like it was very huge. Like the month of July was going to bring her so much growth, so much momentum. So the number 7 kept coming through the reading. And actually on the 25th, that in numerology is 7 as well. So 2 and 5 is 7. She also flew out on the 25th of June, which is the 7 again. And it's going, pretty much going into July the next couple of days, which I feel was going to be the majority of her time on the show. I actually don't watch Love Island, so I didn't even know when it started, but it was just interesting that it is like so close to July that she is now appearing. And I feel like it was just this energy that once she goes on, there's no looking back. You know, it's going to be this with the number 7 as well. It connects to a card called the Chariot, which is a major. And that really shows this momentum, this fast paced energy of growth. So I feel like it's all aligning to her for the right reasons. And, you know, I think she's going to have so much growth from this and success.
Obviously, at that time as well, when you were chatting to her, there was a lot of speculation about whether or not that she'd go on, but she didn't actually know herself whether she was going on. Does that make it even more striking that it was showing up in that way?
Yeah, with the cards as well, it was all about going overseas. So it wasn't like showing, you know, this reality show or media to be local, you know. It was actually going across the seas because her card as well was called The World. It's all about travel but also full circle moments. But she had to say, like, she didn't actually know herself that she was going on the show. She'd only, I think, had one conversation about 5 months before, but nothing ever since. And I think there was all this speculation, but, you know, I know that she wants to do this. And I felt like, you know, like having that reading was given her that little bit of clarity. She even said afterwards how, I don't know if you heard the voice note, how much lighter she felt from the reading. And then I said on one in the reading, I said that there'll be a call around the 7th of May. And that was 2 weeks after the reading. So I was thinking about it every day. I was like, is she going to get this call? I didn't know whether to like message her because I didn't want to put pressure on her either. And then I messaged her and she said, would you believe I got the call yesterday? I was like, no way. Like, this is so cool. So it was only like a day out, but she probably actually felt better because she was probably thinking about the 7th, but it did come a day early. And then we sort of stayed in contact and it was just really lovely that she was like coming to me for a little bit of guidance. I kept like pulling some cards out for her and giving her a little bit of clarity. Yep, it's still going to be the end of June, July.
As someone who saw it unfold, like before it even became public, did it feel a little bit surreal watching that prediction come true? You know, in real time, along with the public knowing, hang on a minute, I predicted this. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I really trust in what I say, and I had no, like, I felt every in my heart, I felt this will happen. Like, I had no doubt. And the thing is, I could have said to her, "You're not going to go on," and I could have given that prediction, and then it'd be wrong. Like, I knew in myself, this is her time. It's going to align to her. It's just not straight away. Like, I really knew that she wouldn't go on at the beginning, but I knew it was coming. And when she sent me, because I texted her last Sunday, sent her a little card, and she was like, and it was all about luck and this being her week. And I was like, this is your time, it's coming through. And she said, yeah, I really feel it. And then I remember messaging her on the Wednesday saying, this time is coming now. And she texted me in the morning after saying she just landed in Mallorca. And she sent me this lovely voice note. She's like, it's all come true just the way that you said. It was all chaotic, all really fast-paced. And it's just crazy that it was on the 25th as well, like exactly 2 months after the reading, the same day. And like I say, in numerology being number seven, which is like a lovely energy of progression. And I actually did cry. Like, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy for you. Like, I just genuinely felt like she deserves everything, and like everything is falling into place for her.
Now that she's gone into Casa Amor, have you looked at her cards since, or are you following along like a viewer?
I personally think, no, I haven't looked at her cards because I would always ask permission. But I don't feel like I need to. I know, like, in the reading, I really think she's not going to get kicked off, you know, this week. I just know she's going to go in the villa. I feel she will definitely make it towards the end as well. But yeah, I think that I feel she'll get through the villa on the whenever it's this end of the week, isn't it? They do the sort of bomb, not the bombshell, the fire here.
The
I think she'll be
recoupling, yeah.
I think she'll be the last person that gets recoupled, because you know, it's I feel like she's gonna do so well from this. I think they're gonna leave her to the end. I think Cameron will couple up with her. But I also do feel, I feel there's something with Lorenzo, but I don't know if it will be anything serious. But I do also feel they're gonna put another bombshell in the main villa after Casa Amor. I don't know if it's gonna be a footballer or somebody that she may know, not an ex or anything like that, but I just feel there's gonna be a little test. That's my prediction. But I have a feeling she might stay with Cameron.
I know there's been a lot of talk about Fitzy's
Yeah.
like involvement with her, because they would have known each other on the outside world. I know they said last night that they've only ever been, you know, just good work friends and platonically. Do you see potentially any matchup in that area? Because as Irish viewers, I feel like that's something that's a narrative that's been really, really pushed. You know, is this going to happen? The two Irish people that are in there?
I don't see that. No, I feel like they're more like brother and sister. I feel like, I feel like it's not going to be. I think they'll support each other through the show. So, you know, like maybe they'll turn to each other if they're feeling emotional, or like she might need a bit of support. Or, yeah, I feel like he's like a brother kind of figure. I don't see it being anything romantic.
I think a lot of people feel that way, even after watching even last night's episode and the way that they came across to each other. They obviously do know each other, but she does seem to immediately have that draw to Cavan, and there was a thing with Lorenzo, or even Aiden's kind of in the mix. It's an interesting one to watch. I'm interested to ask, do you any client that you have that comes to you for a tarot reading or any type of like any type of question about what may happen, right? Do you keep in touch with them the way that you were keeping in touch with Charlene?
Yeah, so I think with myself is I'm very friendly. I think it just depends on the energy. So with Charlene, we went on a FaceTime and instantly we really clicked. It wasn't awkward. I didn't feel uncomfortable. She had her hair in rollers. So it was just sort of like really chilled out. It was lovely. And we also like spoke about our past loved ones. And, you know, it was just she's very spiritual. So I feel like our energies were very aligned. And I think that's why we've stayed in touch, because I feel like I've grounded her in a sense, not in like a big-headed way, but I've sort of given her some more guidance and told her everything's gonna be okay. I do stay in contact with a lot of clients, and I have a lot of people that do come back to me, and I've made lots of Irish friends throughout the years as well. Some are even my bridesmaids for my wedding in 3 weeks, which is crazy that they were actually clients to begin with. Sometimes I have to put boundaries in place. So, you know, sometimes people try and get things out of me. And, you know, I'm a mum of two. I can't be pouring all the time into people. And I do have to say, like, no. But I really am grateful that, you know, Charlene did come to me and kept sort of, we kept in touch, we kept chatting almost, I'd say, like every other day we'd be having a conversation. And it was lovely that she could turn to me and, you know, speak to me whenever she needed to, and I was more than happy to give her that clarity.
Well, if people are interested in finding out more about you online or even having their own cards read, where can we find you on socials?
So I mainly use Instagram. It's just the platform I've always used. It's called The Positive Tribes. And I normally take bookings through, like, there's a WhatsApp contact or my DMs. I am in the process of setting a website up. I have been for a while. I'm just very old school. I just like to do things myself. However, I am a bit overwhelmed at the moment. So I'm just I'm trying to slow it down a little bit and just take my time to get back to people. But mostly I'm on Instagram.
I can imagine that trying to balance all of this sudden media attention as well that's coming with Charlie Murphy and also your own wedding in the mix of it all. Of course, you'd be probably taking a pause. But I really appreciate you coming on this evening and chatting all about this. So much interest in Charlene, and I will be watching with a very, very, very pointed eye to see if all of these things hopefully come true, because we would love it for her. Thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat.
That's all right. No worries. Thank you for having me.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.